Good morning to all of you. And thank you, I'd like to thank you to each of you for taking the time to be here today. And because I feel that this day is very special. And every day is very special, but today it has a little bit more special above all the other days. Especially for feel this way because you know I was mama's boy, and I'm serious. It's like when I was listening to the lady singing this song, I was crying right there in the chair, and I don't know if you guys saw me, but those words really made me tear up. And it's so true, right? It's so true what those words that you just heard in that song. I can see there are a lot of ladies here present. They were not taking those words easy themselves either. I'd like to welcome to those who are watching over the live streamer. Thank you for taking the time to enjoy us this day. And before I begin, I'm gonna ask for my helper, which is, sorry, man, I forget your name, but Logan is like, you never remember names, and I don't remember names, so don't ask me what your name is, but to help me out here, he's gonna give to all of the mothers that are present here today a flower. It's not much, it's just a simple touch that I have and that we also have, the how grateful we are and how lucky, how blessed we are to have a mother, a loving woman in our life. And because you might not think how much is needed until she's gone. And so my advice today right now is that if you have one and it's right next to you or still home, or just give her a hug and tell her how much you love her. Because once she's gone, you will not have the opportunity ever again. And so Rebecca can tell you that my mother is gone, my father is gone, and her's still here. And I always bother her, have you called your mom today? Have you called your mom tonight? So sorry for being a pain in the neck. But don't miss the opportunity to tell your mom how much you love her, because she is a really good personage in your life, a good example. You can say she's your idol, because you're looking up to her. Like I said, I was a mama's boy. I never played with dishes or dolls, or not that I remember, maybe. But that doesn't mean anything. It's just that you have that love. I mean, I can tell you that I never have her cook. I never cook in her kitchen or move her away and take over. But I tell you what, that when I want a Mexican dish in my house, I tell Rebecca, move over, because I'm in charge. I'm in charge. And guess what? I mean, it's just like by watching her, I remember, because my mama was one of those people that never used spoon measures or cup measures. She would just use her hand, and she knew how much salt to grab for whatever was cooking, or how much. I mean, she didn't know how to read. She didn't know how to read. So that pretty much told you everything. She just knew by who knows how. And so I learned it from her. And so I'm the same way. But sometimes she can put a little too much salt, and then Didi and her 7 years old, complaining. She put too much salt. But this morning, I'm really happy to be here. And so thank you for thankful to be serving you guys today. And like Brother Gary says, Happy Mother's Day before I forget, and that's what my sermon is about today. And without even thinking about it, when the schedule was up, I'm like, okay, nobody's choosing this day. I take it, and then I realize it's Mother's Day. So I'm like, okay, well, this is my chance, because it's been a few times that I dare preach for Mother's Day. And probably this sermon won't be too long. It will be a short one, because I know, and I can tell that, I know that wonderful smells that you, once you open the door, the main door, that smell kind of smack you in the face, and you're like, what is that? Our wonderful chefs are cooking a really good meal for our beautiful women today. And so I might not take too long if I don't be quiet by now, because otherwise I just keep going. So let's get to it. One of the things that brought me my attention is to remember those special personages in your life. Is that in the Bible, there's so many examples you can go to in the Book of Mormon, so many examples too of the love the mother has for their children. And the same thing, we talk about the love that God has for you and I, because He loves us so much that He gave His only Son to suffer and die for us. And I think that love, it has no measure. You can say it's this much. It just has no measure, no price. That love that God has for you and I is amazing. And all we have to do is just accept it in ourselves, accept it in you. And follow His commandments. The love that He has for us is bigger than you think. And every day that we live, every day that we wake up, is because He loves us. And He let us see another beautiful day. The good example that I'm going to start with is the sacrifice that Anna, one of the wives of her husband. That she gave away his first child to God, the first fruits of her womb, he gave to God. I see that. I don't know if you are, if you this years, this time, you will be able to do such a thing. To give your first child, to dedicate your first child to God. That's the good example that we have from the Bible, from what Anna there with Samuel, that she gave him a way to serve God's people. And what God there too, another example, that He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, for us. For you and I. So it's so cool to think that way. It's so amazing that the understanding about why or how. It's because He loves you. It's because He loves us. And I'm going to read here in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Let's see. From 26 to 27 and 28. Chapter 1 of 1 Samuel, and it says, "And she say, Oh my Lord," and for those who know not the story, this is when the prince approached her, Eli, or something like that, and asked her, when she was praying to God, to give her a child because she was barren. She cannot have any children. And God blessed her greatly with a child. And so she told Eli who she was, who he thought when she was praying for that blessing, that he thought she was drunk. Totally misunderstanding there. And then she goes and she say, "Oh my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that is stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I pray, and the Lord hath given it to me, given that my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth, and he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worship the Lord there." She dedicated 3 years after 3 years old that he was. 3 years old, I'm thinking about my Sophia, that she's 3 years old. She's a child. She has no understanding what's going on. But I cannot imagine her walking away from Samuel at that age. Just think about it. Just think about it. Walking away from that child looking at you like, "What are you doing? Why are you leaving me here alone with this old guy?" It's something that I'm pretty sure no one of you would do these days. And you have to like literally hear the word of God to tell you things to do, what to do for you to do such a thing. And sometimes I'm like, well, how did they do all these things in those days? I mean, that's just amazing. But if you understand, it's because the great, great love that they have in those days to serve the Lord. And I wish and I pray that we will have the same feeling these days. But we don't. We don't. We don't sacrifice ourselves enough for the Lord. That's just the truth. We don't. I'm one of them. I cannot say that I'm righteous. I'm not righteous. There's no one righteous here. And so that makes me wondering, you know, what else can we do? But we're going to read from Genesis when God has provided everything for our forefathers. And then what happened? There was something there that we all know what happened in those days, that God gave these our first fathers a commandment that they broke, But you know, if you think about it, why did they broke if they had everything? They never knew they were naked. I'm assuming the temperature was not so bad in those days because they were naked, no blankets. I don't know what they were using to cover themselves. And to the first sacrifice was done by God because they broke the commandment, the only one commandment that God gave them, keep them. They should not eat of the tree because you will die. But here comes the tempter. The tempter always is up there and giving you an option, second option. And it sounds really good to you. Hey, if you eat out of this tree, you become a god. You will know what's good and what's evil. Okay, true, right there. Yeah, you will know what's good and what's evil. Do we know it these days? Yes, we do. But we still do it. We do evil. And we do good. And we do good. What's the purpose for them to do that? I want to see all of you here today. If she would not do that in those days. I mean, the Book of Mormon explains it so good. And I can't remember which chapter it is in what book, but he says that if they were to take her up from that tree, they were to just stay in the garden forever and ever and live ever, you know, I don't know, no kids, no nothing. It would just be like nothing would change. So there was a purpose for them, for her, to do that. So because she did that, we are here. We are here. But God had a plan. God had a plan. We had to wait hundreds or thousands of years for that plan to come through. And that plan did come through. And that was Jesus Christ born in this world and flesh. And sacrifice himself for us to find the path back again into the garden, into paradise with God. That's the way I see it. That plan is still on, and we are on it as long as we obey the word of God. By the way, before I forget, I'm so sorry. Rebecca and Alicia, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that song. So, Adam and Eve, they never got to be being a child. Eve was never 2 years, 1 year, 5 years, 17 years, 20 years. My best years of my life were 17 to 21. Those were my best years. The 80s, if you know the 80s, you know the 80s? I love the 80s. That was my best years. Best time of my life. They didn't have the opportunity to experience anything like that. They were grown up already. You know, Adam was formed out of the dust, and then Eve was formed or made about Adam's rib. One of the Adam's rib. And God made her her companion, her helper. And then, there was no kids yet. But her name, it means live, like life. That's what her name is. And so she's the mother of all living. So she's pretty much our mother. She's the mother of all living. And Genesis 4, 1 to 2, it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived a bear, and bear came and say, I got a man from the Lord. And she bare his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of the sheep, and Cain was the tiller of the ground. And so then after Abel was killed, another son was born, his name was Seth. Seth was begotten when Adam was 130 years old. And after that, Adam begot sons and daughters. They have daughters and sons after that. You know, when you tell someone else that the Virgin Mary have sons and daughters, they don't want to hear that. They don't believe that. Because she's immaculate. She's a virgin. She never had sons or daughters. She only had Jesus. But people don't want to hear that she did have. In fact, if you say that, you might get beat. But Adam and Eve had daughters and sons. So she got the chance to see daughters grown up and being a kid and being a mom. She was able to be a mom. And so, who knows? It doesn't say how many sons, how many daughters they have, but they have quite a few daughters, because Adam lived until he was 930 years old. So that was a lot of, that was one of the commandments that they did obey. They multiply, all right? So a woman and a man were able to multiply the earth. That was the commandment, and they followed it, and that's why we are here. We are here. And that commandment is still going. It's still going. I'm going to talk about a little bit here about, you know, the blessings that we still receive. The blessings that many, many of our, even church people, family members, and others, a lot of times God don't bless them right away. It takes time, because for God it's always the right time. And they get a beautiful blessing. And I wanna say that God, even these days, his blessings are not stopping. They're still going. And here I have a picture of my beautiful grandson. he is one of them. My niece, my beautiful niece Emma, she took a little while, but she's here. I have another niece. She's somewhere. She will be here next month. God is still blessing us so much, because that love that he has for us is still not ending. It's still going. And those are the blessings that we need to understand and know that God always has a plan. And Psalms 127:3-5 says, Lord, children are the inheritance of the Lord, and the fruits of the womb is his reward. We all are his children, right? You all are his children. And what does make you his children? When you obey his commandments, we become children of God. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty men, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies and the gate. The fruits of the womb is his reward. And that makes me and brings me so much happiness in my heart to see all these beautiful ones running around and making noises and all those things, making us mad and making us get up in the middle of the night to change diapers and feed them and all those things. But it's a reward. It's a reward there. And that's what I keep telling those young women, like my daughter and my niece, this is temporary. I remember when I was changing diapers. It's not fun. Just take a big breath and open that present. That's when I used to say, oh, when you're going to grow up. And look at now, 25, 26, something like that. It just went so fast. And now the years, I want to hold on to them, but they're like skipping from my hands. You can't stop time. We just here temporary. I think I said it many times before. We are here temporary. We don't have that much time to make with God, good things. So every day that we have, don't waste it. Don't waste it. And take advantage of it. And think about it. You only have so much time here. Enjoy what you have. Enjoy those beautiful children, grandchildren, because they are a blessings of God. So we have to treat them all equal and not have favoritism. That's another thing that can bring problems into our family. Those things can bring problems. So we have to you do have love for your children, different love. You love them all in a different ways. That's what I hear people say. And I don't know how that works, but my love for my two girls, I think it's the same. I don't know how to separate them or say, I love this about you, I love this about you, but I don't know I love this about you. I mean, I'm making myself here all scramble. My love is my love for my daughters, and I care for both of them. I care for both of them the same way. I care for them the same way. I don't have measures. I think it's just even. But let's read here in James 2:1-4. For if there come into you assembly a man with golden ring and godly appearing, there come and also a poor man and vile raiment, and you have respect to him that wear the gay clothing, and saying to him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand out there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial on yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? If you remember what Christ says, told us too, when you are invited to a wedding, to a party, to whatever, don't never sit in the front of the table. Sit in the back. like a humble example, right? He's called us to be humble people. Sit in the back. If the one who invited you asks you to sit in the front, this is a good feeling. This guy is my friend. He cares for me. It's a good feeling you have. Don't assume it. Don't be arrogant. I think that's the word. Is that a bad word? It's not a bad word, isn't it? Don't be arrogant. Be yourself. Don't pretend to be who you are. And you will watch. People care for you. They will see how you are, who you are, and they will treat you. Don't think that you're higher than anybody else. That's what I understand about this. So mamas should do the same thing for their children. Don't pick and choose sides, because that will bring problems between you and your children. 89. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect of persons, yes, ye common sin, you commit a sin and are convinced of the law as transgressions. We all love our children. And that is my word for you today. Hear my word. Love your children the same and not pick sides. Romans, it's told us, Romans 2:11, for there is no respect of person with God. Same with you guys. Same as parents, we should not have respect of person for our children. But I have seen, I'm not here maybe, but I have seen that the parents have sides. They love other ones better than them. I don't even know my parents. I'm the second youngest one of 10. I'm the second youngest one. But apparently, I was mama's boy, right? So how are my brothers? Well, I hope they were okay with that. In Genesis, that's a really good example about what happens if you pick and choose. In Genesis 27:16, we read about Rebecca and Isaac. You all remember, that's the story. There, Rebecca heard what Isaac asked his older son to do, and why that she went to her youngest son, do this and that so you can get the blessing instead of your brother. What did she have against her older son? I haven't figured it out yet, but let's read it here. And Rebecca speaking to Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak, and to Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me a savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord. That's what she was fighting for, the blessing of the Lord. Before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make the savory meat for thy father, such as he loves it, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. I don't know if that was a good move or not, but because that move also, it had something in the future, something that has to do in the future. And so because she did that, by doing that, her two sons, they were not happy with each other. And that is when you choose, or when you have favoritism with your own family. And I just want to say that whatever is going to happen in our life is God's plan. And it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So I can say don't do that, because if something like that is going to happen, we have no control over that. It's going to happen because God wants it to happen. So we move on to the Book of Mormon here in 1 Nephi. This is when was speaking. An angel appeared to him in the first book of Nephi. And then he had a revelation of the things that will come to pass even before that Christ was born. And so an angel was speaking to Nephi, and he's saying to me, "Knowest thou the commendation of God?" And I say unto him, "I know that he loves his children. Nevertheless, I do not know the meaning of all things." Who doesn't? We don't know everything what's going on, what's in the future. But I want you to understand and take it for granted that he was right. That God loves his children. Every single one of us. And whether we ask you today to make things good with God, is that you have to repent. You have to repent. You have to be baptized to become a child of God. And right here it says, he loves his children. And you say, where is it? You know, why should I? I mean, he's not here anyway. It's taken too long. It's been over 2,000 years. But just remember that for God, how does that go? For God, one day is 1,000 years. It's not really that much. We're not really that much far from it. So how do you become a child of God is by accepting Christ in your heart and baptized in his name. And after that, just follow his commandment. Follow the right path, be on it, and if you fall, stand up, shake up the dust, and keep going. I'm just going to read the whole thing here. And he saying to me, "Behold, the virgin which thou seest is the mother of the Son of God, after the manner of the flesh. And it came to pass that I beheld that she was carried away in the spirit, and after that she was carried away in the spirit for the space of a time, the angel speaking to me, saying, "Look and look, and behold the virgin again bearing a child in her arms." And the angel saying to me, "Behold the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father." Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was here from the beginning to the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. His plan hasn't changed. Just like Brother Hugh says, he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He is the same God. No other scriptures hasn't changed. Our doctrine is the same. In 3 John 4, I have no greater joy that to hear my children walk in truth. And that's what God wants of each of us, to walk in the truth, because watch it, what did he say? Christ said, the truth will make you free. That is the truth of his gospel. That will set us free. Free from what? From sin, which we were slaves for it without even knowing. And we still, if we're not careful, we just have to do the best we can. The things that please God is that we follow his commandments, special. When mom is teaching you, mom, if you think about it, moms do teach you the word of God. They teach you to repent, to follow. As a parent, you want your children to obey you, and they might take it the wrong way, but you know you do have a really good reason why. Like when they spill Kool-Aid on your carpet, you say, "You better pray that spot's gonna come out." He teaches to pray, right? So from the beginning, I mean, don't take it the wrong way, but yeah, that's a pray. You better pray. Proverbs 23:31-33, "Look not upon the wine when it's red, when it's given his color in the cup, when it's smooth and served aright. At the last, it's bitter like a serpent, and it's sting like an eater Then thine eyes shall behold a strange woman, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. As you growing up, you know, we learn things, and one of those things is the, and like I said, your parents will teach you all those things, the things you need to get, be away from them. And then that's one of them is just it's a strong drink. And they don't want to see you fall into it, because when you end up under the influence of the strong drink, you're going to do stupid things. You're going to do things that you'll be regretting later. You may not feel it right there when you're under the influence. You feel like Superman. I've been there. And I'm glad that I didn't do any stupid things. Otherwise, I would be paying for it right now. Felonies, they follow you. And you'll be miserable. So I, from behind this pulpit, I told all those young ones, don't get a felony, because it will haunt you like a ghost. This is my last one. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The responsibility as a parent is big. It's big. And so that that load, the burden in your shoulders, I don't know if I'm saying it right, is heavy. It's heavy, and I feel it for each of you. I went through it. I don't know how, but I went through it. And my daughters are old now, but I feel it for the youngest parents. It's not an easy job. You had to train it, but what does it say? That when they grow up, they will be your reward. Perhaps when you get old, they will care for you. They will be there for you, as I was myself with my parents in Mexico. So we are your reward as a child. We all need each other. You know, we need our parents in the beginning when they're small to change our diapers and keep our bottles. It's like a cycle. It's like a circle that goes around. It's just, it will repeat again. That's one of the things that we do have a problem even now. You know, Ephesians. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest long live. And thou mayest live long on the earth. And I'm like, well, why does it say that? What does it say that they obey your parents, that you may live long on the earth? If you don't live long, if you don't obey, you know, a lot of us, we had to use the power of the chancla or of the bell to teach them a lesson, because they're not listening. So I don't know if that means you're going to be long. If you obey, you may live long on the earth. That is not really mean, but what it means is that you will prevent them from hanging out with the wrong crowd. That's what I see it. You know, the book of Proverbs, if you read the book of Proverbs, it warns you of all those things of stay away from strange women and strange dreams and strange, all those things that are, they're going to harm you in your life. So, with that, my advice is that even now, God is talking to us. Not just parents to his children, but God is talking to us. To to follow his commandments, to follow his law, that we may live with him, not on earth, but we may live in him in paradise. So this scriptures that I use, this sermon, is not just for children, for man, but it's for all of us. Because after all, Christ died on the cross for each of us, for every single one of us. And we just have to do the right thing and follow his commandments. So thank you for listening to me this morning. And I pray they made a point here. And then I just want to say again, Happy Mother's Day. We love you. I love you. And I just keep on going. That your children will be, when we reach those age, that we need help, they'll be there for you. And by loving them with all love and kindness, they will be right there for you. So with that, I finish on my sermon. Thank you so much.